Okay, Simon Kuf, Kuf, what do you say, Kufnuntes?
I think I said Kufnuntes.
Kufnuntes,
Zion.
same thing that I did to my
Yeah.
in my head on
Zion.
Jackson when I did Kushner Shelves after.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
You got me. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. So Kol Bedikas Elu. We were talking about the Shiva Nikim. So Kol Bedikas Elu. Bein behefsek tara. Whether it's a hefsek tara or bein b'shivas yemei nekiyim or the shivas yemei nekiyim, certainly is bebeged pishtan lavan yashan. It should be with a linen cloth that's yashan, that's used, meaning it shouldn't be new. Because if it's new, then it's not, it might be rough. Oibetzemer gefen, or with cotton, oibetzemer lavan naki v'rach, or white wool that's soft. V'tachnisenu, ba'aymek, and she put in very deep, l'charam l'stakim, into all the cracks and the crevices, and makam shashamash dash, until where the aver gets during intercourse. V'sira im ein bo'y eze maras av dmumis, and then you have to look to see if there's no anything that looks like red. Vim e f shalah laachnis kokach ba'amik. She can't go that deep. Tivdoik al kaponim kifi koicha of shari. Then she should do as much as she can. V'toyv shalachol apachas bedika achas tia and makam shashamash dosh. At least one should be. Etzarech kol ish v'lameir es ishtoy din habedika. Every man has to teach his wife how to do this. Harbe ain't any others because many don't know how. Sula Shabbat is Kodam and Nisuan. And Basulos that are biding before the Nisuan, give the Kukam can Kifi Koich and Ashari do whatever they can. A lot of times it's very difficult to do it. Fine. Bas Nabadika Sirus Lias Laor Hayoim Veloy Laor Haner. Did I hit the. Yeah, it's recording. Okay. They need to be with daylight and not with the light of a lamp. Nowadays, maybe it got a little better. Right? Ravad Yosef says if you combine fluorescent light with regular incandescent, that's like daylight. Yesh machmir nafilu b'di'evan, there are those that are machmir b'di'evan. If lo yhoysa l'chol hapachas b'dika achas b'yom rishon, if it wasn't a b'dika achas b'yom rishon, meaning you need to at least have had it looked at during the day. Tess, and what's a kesem? She found a stain b'mei sfiras nekiyim during the 7 clean days. I feel rosa da mamash, or she mamash sees da. I think we discussed this yesterday. She can do it even on that day. Kol shapaska koydem ben hashmoshes, as long as it stopped. And the next day she should count Zayin Nekiyim Mechadosh. Right? Meaning you only have to wait the 5 days, like we said, you only have to wait 1 5-day cycle per cycle. Once you waited the 5 days and then you see more time, whatever it is, then you could just restart. V'chein Kala Sheroa saw Dam Kodem HaNisuin, a Kala that sees Dam before the Nisuin. V'mtamtin Chamisha Yomeh. Then, if she waits 5 days, then the Nisuan's going to come before she's Tahira. It's difficult to push off the marriage. As I told her, Lavzik, she can stop right away, meaning she doesn't wait 5 days. She can count Shivanakim the next day. So that she's able to go to mikvah before the chuppah. Is there other twenty lasses of chuppah? Either. That's better than doing the chuppah when she is a neither, right? Because that we really don't like. Hilchas chafifa, the halachas of preparation, uba for mikvah, uba 12 sifim, and then there's 6 sifim there. So b'yamashvi alef, b'yamashvi on the 7th day b'yoyim, when it's still day, kodem ben hashmashos, for ben hashmashos, tirchutz b'chamin, kol gufa hetiv, she should wash her body well. The proper makom is hakmotan, and specifically in the places where there are folds in the body, based on starim and the hidden parts, tirchatz heitev, she should wash well. Kativ la kogubim, akum she chayil lirais, she should check her whole body, where she could see, ulamashish biyadeh heitev, and to feel around with her hands well, shle yishar ala, shum chatzitza, they shouldn't have any chatzitza, or shum lichluch on any mess. Agam tocha fetisrak heitev and masik, and she should use a comb to comb all her hair, any hair that she has with the phosphates, and she should, I guess, then what do you call it? Untangle it. Shalayihu, so it shouldn't be tied up and connected, like it shouldn't be stuck together. Nikrais, chafifa, that's what we call chafifa, mikvah prep. Chafifa, she needs to be Isaac with chafifa. Till it gets dark, she titwal miyad la'achar chafifa, she titwal immediately after chafifa. So hatchila tzrich aliyas chafifa samach l'tfila, the chatchila chafifa should be close to the tfila, the gam shetei chafifa b'yayim, and the chafifa should also be during the day. Al kena minig ha-kosher, hu shetaskel b'chafifa b'oir ha-yayim, that she should start the chafifa when it's still day, v'timshech ad ha-layla, and continue until the night. That's meaning you want to do a parsha during the day, parsha during the night, because you want two things. You want it to be as close to the mikvah as possible, and also you don't want to be rushed. So that's why we're trying to combine the two. Okay, so chafifa that's in the place of the hair shouldn't be with something that's going to make the hair get tangled. But meaning it sounds like you should just do with water, right? But we allow with our types of soap, because our soap cleans it very well, right? Let's say there's no shower in Beis HaTefila or any place to bathe. Ella shechafevas bepesa, she does the chavivah at home. And then she goes to do the mikvah. Tisa aimat masrik, she should bring with her a comb. The tisrik shama sarasa other palm, and then she should do her hair one more time at the mikvah. Right. What do you say? I don't know. What do you say? We're going to Vav? Okay, I think.
Hold on. We're finishing that siman. And one second.
Sure.
Yeah, I know. I'm just pulling it up through hey and sama, kuf through hey.
Okay. Thank you. Shazatak, she couldn't do the prep during the day. Tuchalasa, she can do it at night. Rak tizar loch of karoi veloy tamar. She should do it properly and she shouldn't go quickly. V'chein, emi efshal loch of gam belayla. She's not able to do it at night. Tuchalasa kolach chafifa v'yoyim. She could do the whole chafifa during the day. But again, it's not preferable, and still mikvah can't be until night. But she should at least rinse off or whatever it is again. Fine. Hey, kol tefilas b'leil Shabbos. Kol tefilas. I'm sorry, b'leil Shabbos. If the tefillah falls out on Friday night, tasa chafifa v'yayim, then all prep is done during the day. These are ma'at ligmar kol chafifa koyde ben hashmashos. Be very careful to do the chafifa before ben hashmashos. Shalay tovei chas v'shalom lidei chilul Shabbos shouldn't come to chilul Shabbos. Leading adlokas neiros hamufcharu. What's the best way to do adlokas neiros? Em efshe shetelach lebeisa la'achar chafifa. She should go home after the prep, meaning this is the way they had to do it. They had to go to the mikvah, prepare, because they didn't have baths. Right? Then go home. Right? So, meaning,
Go to me for what time?
no, night. Go to prep, go home, and then go back.
On Friday night, after being
Prep
smashes.
Friday day, go home to candle lighting, then go back.
So start with mikvah before being smashes and then go light
Mikvah.
candles.
Not mikvah, preparation.
Preparation, the best. Okay.
Yeah. Again, we don't do that now. Nowadays, I mean, in out of town, sometimes they do this. Most people will just do it at home, right? That's the second
Right.
option, right? After the chafifa, before the chafifa, she should light the candle. V'achakach titvol, then she should be toivol. V'mi'efshar yad l'kapal, and if tzavas, then the bowel should light. V'im gam zoysi yefshar, and if that's also not possible, tadak tvarich al haneiros v'oid yom godol, they should light the neiros when it's still day. V'toymar kodem adlokos she'enem akabel ha-shabbos v'adlokos zoys, she should make a t'nai that she's not being makabel Shabbos. V'mokam atzorich mahani t'nai, because when it's necessary, you could do it tonight. But what some people do is that they'll come back from the mikveh, and then the candle's already lit, and then they'll make the bracha. That you have to be mevatel. That's a bracha levatol, right? You can't be going making brachas on candles that are already lit. So that's a no.
But they do it. They do it every night. They do it every Shabbos.
What?
They do it every Shabbos. They say the bracha over lit candles.
Yes, but they do it right then and there.
Okay, so what's the difference? So if they do it because then they get hanot, they close their eyes, whatever, they do this.
Right, because they can't, because they can't do the bracha first because the bracha is Kabbalah Shabbos.
But they already, I mean, Kabbalah Shabbos after. You say,
right, but to do it that much
so
later,
what's
to do it that much later is a problem.
Because it's a hefsek, what is the issue?
Not a hefsek, it's not over lasiyasa.
No, but it's not over lasiyasa anyway, because they light candles first, and then they say the brocha.
Right, but it's right then and there that they're doing it. So Mamela, I guess in some way it's better. Right? I think that's what pshat, that's what they do it. They're doing it right then, and they're closing their eyes, like you said, and then they're opening their eyes, and then that's a shtickle over lasiyasa. Right? Anyways, okay, I think that's it for tonight, right?
Yes.
All right.
Shkoyach.
Thank you, everybody. Should have a fine night. Matzliach.
Good night. Okay.